Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch on this Storm Watch Tuesday, if you will. We're watching Elsa right here coming up the west coast of Florida. More on that in a minute. But I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now to everybody working on the third watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us tonight, and the guys are standing out there on the deck with the wind blowing on them, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. They are out there with the wind blowing. It was raining a little bit earlier. It's not raining now, but it will be. And they're out there letting the wind blow their hair around. How's that? By the way, there's even some girls in the pool, I think, that are standing in the crowd over there by the looks. But anyway, there you go. That was all for you. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, first of all, the Lightning lost last night to the Montreal Canadiens in overtime, 3-2. They're coming back to Tampa, game number 5, Wednesday night, and I expect the Tampa Bay Lightning will win the Stanley Cup here in Tampa, which is kind of what the fans here wanted to have happen there, Kyle.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, what a wonderful thing would be to have it right there in the hometown. So that's going to be great.
Now, I've got to talk about Tropical Storm Elsa. I'm in Florida, and everybody in Florida, everybody in Georgia, everybody in South Carolina, North Carolina needs to pay attention to this storm. And by the way, you will hear radios going off in the background here. I not only have an amateur radio up and running with an emergency net that's going on, I also have a scanner going on listening to all the calls up and down my 13-county area. So that's what you're going to hear. We are in full storm mode here at my show tonight, and we're going to keep everybody abreast of what's going on. Now, at 2 a.m., the center of Tropical Storm Elsa was located by radar from Key West, Florida, at the latitude 23.9 north, longitude 82.3 west. Now, Elsa is moving towards the north-northwest at about 12 miles per hour, and this general motion is expected to continue all through the morning, followed by a turn towards the north tonight. Now, a north-northwestern motion is expected on Wednesday, and on the forecast track, Elsa will pass near the Florida Keys this morning and move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida or skirt the coastline today, continuing into Wednesday. Now, what we've got right now is satellite data and NOAA Doppler weather radar in Key West indicate that maximum sustained winds are near 60 miles per hour with higher gusts in the storm. there is the possibility for some additional strengthening to happen during the course of the night before Elsa decides to go inland somewhere over Florida. Now, this storm is going to be a good-sized and a fairly powerful tropical storm, not hurricane, tropical storm. And anybody that's ever been in a tropical storm knows the difference. You get water, you get wind, and it's kind of hard to distinguish, Kyle, how bad it is when you get out there, especially if the storm sticks around a while, right?
Well, that's exactly right. And it may be able to strengthen, of course, as it gets out over water.
Oh, it will.
Off of Cuba.
Exactly. It will. The question is by how much.
Right.
Now, and by the way, the water out there is 85 degrees, so there's no way to slow it down. And the wind shear is such, get this, the wind shear is such that it's going to push the storm a little bit more towards the coastline. So that's going to make life really miserable coming up, say, from Naples and Fort Myers to Sarasota to Tampa, because it's going to include most of Tampa Bay, most of Sarasota, and most of Fort Myers in its wake with all the winds and the heavy rain on the right side. Now, we'll get to that in a minute. But the tropical force winds extend out 70 miles from the center, so definitely if it's 20 miles offshore, it's going to be 50 miles inland. Now, the other thing is, the storm surge that's coming with this is going to be substantial. And you people in low-lying areas, I know you've heard this before, but I'm going to say it again. If you are below 5 feet above sea level, and many of you are, you need to leave where you're at. The storm surge from Englewood, Florida, to the Ocala River, including all of Tampa Bay, is going to be 3 to 5 foot. Now, Bonita Beach to Englewood, Florida, including Charlotte Harbor, it's going to be 2 to 4 foot. Ocala River to the Okolonia River, it'll be 2 to 4 feet. Flamingo, Florida to Bonita Beach, Florida, 1 to 3 feet. So there are areas, Kyle, where I'm talking to right now that are in those low-lying sea level areas that need to get the hell out.
Well, that's exactly right, and the storm surge is not something to fool around with, because, of course, the wind can push a lot of that water up onto land as well. And so, obviously, this is a major thing, and don't be deceived by the term hurricane versus tropical storm.
Yep.
This is going to be a humdinger.
Yep, and we're going to get 3 to 5 inches of localized rain. Maximum totals up to 8 inches. There'll be some areas where there will be more than that, and it'll be considerable flooding across many of the areas. So I'll be right back. Kathy's going to take us to break. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will, and there he is, that masked man who's hanging on my telephone line right now. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And they are part of an integrated health plan that helps the body reduce inflammation over time. Now, I use it because I have inflammation on my left foot and ankle and leg, and it keeps the swelling down, and it also takes care of the pain that I have with my back and my leg and my shoulder, which bothers me from time to time. Now, it's got turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which goes right straight to the source of the pain and knocks it right out or down altogether, period. It's 100% drug-free, which is a fantastic benefit. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to help you heal because it'll support the healthy joints and muscles that you've got in your body. And it comes in little convenient individual packets and only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. That's it, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start to get it all started. Then, if you like it and it works, you go to automatic delivery, and it costs you about a cup of coffee a day, period. That's what it costs you. Maybe 2 cups of coffee now that coffee's gone up again, because, by the way, coffee ain't cheap anymore. But you can go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did, because after all you got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle, welcome back.
Thank you, Captain.
Now, the point I want to leave everybody with is that those of you in Florida, those of you in Georgia, those of you in South Carolina, North Carolina, and I'll even take it one step further up towards Virginia, you need to pay attention to this storm because it's going to pretty much hold itself together insofar as the rain is concerned. Now, in Florida, it's not going to lose that much strength. It's going to go all the way up to where it makes this turn at around 65 miles an hour, with higher winds in the storm. So that's really not going to dissipate. So everybody needs to remember the right side of the storm, which is where we're all going to be, is not going to be the place to be, and we're going to get soaked. We're going to get wind blowing. There's going to be power failures. If you haven't already got your flashlight batteries and this, that, and the other and all that set, then shame on you if you haven't already got bags of acid, ice. And by the way, fill up your bathtub with water, because if you lose the power and you can't flush the toilets because the water won't be working for you, then guess what? You've got water in a bathtub to take and dump in the toilet and be able to use the toilet. Thank you very much. And by the way, Backgammon Bob said that the other day, but I've said that how many times over the years, Kyle?
Many.
Because I've experienced it, so I know what to say. All right, well, here we go with the news of the night. Kyle, the 4th of July was like a war zone in Chicago, Illinois, and New York City. At least 118 people shot there.
That's exactly right. 92 people shot, at least 16 fatalities in the Chicago region. And also, Captain, two police officers were shot. They didn't sustain life-threatening injuries, thank goodness, but they were shot as they were beginning to disperse a crowd, I believe, with fireworks and so forth. One was shot in the foot and one was shot in the thigh. But there's all kinds of incidents of shooting and violence in different parts of the United States over the weekend.
And this jackass of a mayor keeps blaming everybody but herself.
That's exactly right.
It's racist. Well, it's the gun. It's the military issue weapons. They can go to the next state and buy them and bring them in. Military issue. AR-15s. These are pistols they're using.
Well, of course, and they're getting these pistols not through normal means, shall we say. They're not law-abiding gun owners. They're not responsible gun owners. They're criminal elements who are obtaining these things illegally.
Right. Now, my buddy Congressman Greg Stube was on Newsmax yesterday, and he's really a sharp cookie. People need to remember that name, Greg Stube, congressman from Florida. Just south of where I'm at down here, south of the bridge, south of Sarasota. He says that Joe Biden's brain freeze shows his weakness.
Yes, and basically when he was being asked about the potential Russian hack of these different companies when he was buying the ice cream cone, I believe.
That's what it was all about. He was worried about his ice cream.
Yeah. Well, but again, yes, it's this kind of thing. He just seemed to be so out of it. He doesn't seem to be ready with the response. Even if the President of the United States is still in the process of being briefed on something, usually it's a little more snappy in the sense of being able to have a command of the situation. I hate to say it, Captain, he wasn't projecting power and confidence. This is so important, no matter what, no matter if they're Republicans or Democrats. I don't care. As long as the president is projecting that, especially when you're using Putin in the same sentence, for goodness sakes.
Now, little Dr. Fauci's in the news again. He came out and he said that the unvaccinated accounted for 99.2% of the June COVID deaths, and went one step further and said the majority of the people being hospitalized for COVID are unvaccinated, trying to prove the point that if you're not vaccinated, you're going to get sick. And also threw out the variant and said this is going to get a lot of people very sick that have not been vaccinated.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, the Delta variant is very, very concerning. We understand that the vaccines generally protect against it, from what we've been told. But now there's this other variant called the Lambda variant, which it was first detected in Peru last year. And so that evidently is now becoming of great interest to the scientists. And again, try to get to the bottom of the question is, are the vaccines going to be effective against that? But not having the vaccine exposes you not only to the coronavirus prime, as it were, but also to these variants. And unfortunately, people are still dying from this.
Now, the very outspoken Democratic congressman from your state, Maxine Waters, is asked if the Declaration of Independence was meant only for white men, amongst other things.
You know, I saw this earlier, Captain, and here we go again. Honestly, you know, this is the kind of thing that really, really gets on my nerves because, you know, she's just trashing the Declaration, trashing the Founding Fathers, and trashing the notion of why the Declaration of Independence was written, how it was written, and, of course, it exists in a different cultural time period. There's just no doubt about that. But what it did is it laid the basis for the United States of America, obviously, to begin July 4th, 1776. That's the beginning, everybody, right, of the United States of America. But what happens is by trying to do this, she, you know, just creates so much more division as opposed to celebrating the concept of the Declaration of Independence. Yes, all men are created equal. And by the way, I think she stopped short, Captain. I think this is really important because the next sentence, and they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes, the Declaration is talking about everybody. There were cultural restrictions, shall we say, at the time in terms of how it would be operating or how it would be applied. But because the United States of America moves in the right moral direction, it became applied to everyone. But at the time they were written, I think they did apply to everybody. It had to get better, that's all.
I'll tell you who else got into trouble on July 4th. It was NPR, National Public Radio. They talked about the flawed Declaration of Independence that was no longer valid or accurate in the United States. We needed to have a new document. And there's calls all over the country right now today for them to be defunded after that comment, because they get federal money.
Well, exactly right. Now, again, I think what's important to note here is that whoever's trying to create this division is simply using these things as the pressure point. There's nothing wrong with the Declaration. There's nothing wrong with the Constitution. There's nothing wrong with the United States.
All you gotta do is read it.
Well, exactly. But what they're doing is they're using that as a pressure point, you see, and they're tipping it. Oh, well, we gotta get rid of these documents. We have to throw all this out. We need a new country. We need a new thing. And guess who's gonna sit around and make up your rights? They're not going to be coming from your creator, folks. They're going to make it up as they go along.
You betcha. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy's going to give you the telephone number, so go ahead, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Search and rescue crews found four more victims in the rubble of the collapsed Florida condominium tower on Monday as thunderstorms from the outer bands of Tropical Storm Elsa slowed rescue efforts. The death toll now stands at 28, with 117 residents remaining unaccounted for. The additional discoveries coming after the portion of the building that had remained standing after the initial collapse was demolished Sunday night. Officials say the demolition of the remaining structure was accelerated by the approach of Elsa, and concerns that winds from the storm could further damage or bring down the remaining section of the building. Rescuers say the demolition has allowed them to search the entire area for the first time. And an NHL player has died after an accident at a holiday gathering. Police in Novi, Michigan say Columbus Blue Jackets goalie Mattis Kivlenyks died of chest trauma after being struck by a malfunctioning fireworks mortar. Kivlenyks was 24. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark. We appreciate you very much for doing that. And by the way, don't forget, on many of these stations on a Sunday night at 8 p.m. from 8 to 11 Eastern Time, you will hear his show live. So, Armed American Radio is what it's called, the Monster Cast, Sunday nights. All right, now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. I talked to Dawn yesterday. That's the executive assistant of for Mike Lindell. And, of course, Mike Lindell was doing the television cast from the big rally in Sarasota on Saturday night. Now, he's definitely somebody who's been screwed, blued, and tattooed by the mainstream media, by the progressive left, by the democratic socialists, by everybody on the left side of the aisle, because he's been such a vocal supporter of Donald Trump, and they just wanted to hurt him any way they could. So he lost some of the stores where he had his wares, which meant he was going to lose some revenue. But he came up with a different idea. He came up with putting everything online on his website, MyPillow.com, which he's done. Now, you can go to the website, MyPillow.com, take a look at everything that he has to offer, and it'll ask you for a promo code to get the reduced prices that are there and save a bunch of money. The promo code that you use is CAPTAIN, one word, CAPTAIN. Now, I'll give you an example. The MyPillow premium pillows right now are the cheapest price they've ever been at a time when gasoline, now, the wholesale price of gasoline is the highest it's been in 8 years. At least something you can save money on, and it's a great pillow called MyPillow. You'll save $40 on the pillow, $29.98 for the MyPillow premium pillow. And I got two of them, and believe me, they are great, absolutely great. Now, you can also give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But the website to see everything he has to offer is MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. And when you go there, don't forget, Use the promo code CAPTAIN to save you a boatload of money. All right, back with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Did you see any fireworks on July 4th?
I sure did. I did. I saw fireworks this year on the Las Vegas Strip.
Are you okay? Are you sick? Are you choking? Are you gagging?
I feel pretty good.
Well, the National Geographic put out a story, and folks, you just hang on a minute because I'm going to explain where it came from. The title of it is The Hidden Toll of July 4th Fireworks. It starts out first sentence by saying, using crowdsourced data from home air quality monitors, scientists found that vulnerable people and communities of color are disproportionately exposed to air pollution from fireworks celebrations. Really? Well, let's go on and just go to the next paragraph because it gets even stranger. And then we'll tell you who it is that's putting this out there. It's no secret that fireworks can cause some serious air pollution in the United States as well as other countries where holiday displays are common, like China and India. But not everyone is equally at risk from the noxious particles that suffuse the sky during our pyrotechnic light shows. In California, for example, where you are, vulnerable populations are more exposed to fireworks pollution on the 4th of July. Now, that's according to a recent study published in the International Journal of Environmental Research and Public Health. Sounds like Berkeley to me, huh?
Maybe, yeah.
On air pollution exposure across the state due to Independence Day fireworks. At its peak, the smoke from these events can be comparable to that from wildfires, the study found. The authors also showed that fireworks smoke can be creating an additional, albeit short-term, health risk for communities already disproportionately burdened by air pollution, urban ones with the higher rates of asthma, more older residents, and a greater percentage of children under 10. These areas also tended to have more Black and Hispanic residents than those that were less 4th of July air polluted, and this means that they were more affected too. Now, this all came from the University of California Irvine-based team of researchers that put this report together, and I think any one of them or every one of them has been brainwashed to the extent where they're out of their mind.
Well, it's interesting because especially in this day and age, it seems to be a pretty much standard procedure to talk about how this somehow affects different communities, is that some kind of a racism angle or something like that? I just don't really understand. But typically, people set off fireworks around the 4th of July. They do this in all different kinds of communities, all over the highways and byways of the lands. So I'm not sure how this is a disproportionate effect.
Let me try to explain to these people, and they're probably not listening to me, but anyone that believes that gobbledygook, when they launch fireworks in the air and they explode up overhead, where does the smoke go?
Well, usually wherever the wind is going.
It goes up in the air and stays up in the air and blows somewhere else. It doesn't come back down to the ground. What the hell?
Right, right.
Jeez. All right, well, I got another one for you. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know Joe Biden was a hell of a baseball player?
No, I didn't. I've never associated Joe Biden with being a baseball player.
Well, Joe has told another whopper when he had the World Series winners, the Los Angeles Dodgers, to the White House this past Friday. During the visit, he told the Dodgers that he once hit a 368-foot home run off the right center field wall during a congressional baseball game. He even claimed that his kids remember that. Now, CBS reporter Bo Erickson, one of the few reporters who actually asked new questions and reports like a real reporter should, took note and put out a tweet calling it Peak Biden. And in it, it's called the Peak, it says Peak Biden Story. POTUS is now regaling the L.A. Dodgers at the White House with a story about him at the second congressional baseball game when he says he hit a ball 368 feet off the right center field wall. Quote, my kids remember that, he adds. There's just one problem.
What's that?
His first year in Congress was the year after that.
Well?
Just one small problem. And then The RNC research director and GOP deputy communications director, Zach Parkinson, came out and said that he found that Biden in that next year, not the year he's talking about, but Biden in that next year actually went 0-for-2, the furthest you could get from hitting a monster home run.
Well, no kidding. No kidding. Yeah, it would be pretty amazing to have Joe Biden hit a home run that far. That's pretty good, but
now,
he never did.
He said he did this in 1973, but the problem was he didn't play the game until 1974.
Mm-hmm.
So, isn't that something?
Well, maybe he's conflating some other story about somebody else. You never know.
Maybe he was having an ice cream attack.
Well, no kidding. Yeah, and again, these days, and Biden loves to tell his stories, but unfortunately, over the last couple of years, those have gotten more convoluted. They've gotten a little more shaky, and it's unfortunate. This is not the same Biden that was vice president 4 years ago. We know.
No, it's obvious. Now, finally, before we go to break and bring up our music tonight and whatnot, Representative Thomas Massey, Republican from Kentucky, has said that he's been informed by numerous members of the United States military that they will leave the military if the armed forces mandates a COVID-19 vaccine, which has been sent out in the form of an exord, which is a directive issued by the president to the defense secretary to execute a military operation starting in September 1st of 2021. All members of the military will have to be vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine.
Yes, very interesting. And we'll see what kind of results this has. But again, one of the primary purposes of the military is to be ready. And if it's deemed necessary to make sure that everybody is immune to this particular disease, then that seems to be what the orders are.
When they went over to Desert Storm and there was the clear and infinite danger of chemical weapons, they got vaccinated for what the chemical weapons were going to be, remember?
Right.
When we went over in the jungle, we got what was called malaria shots. And anybody that was stupid enough to not get one usually got malaria.
No kidding. But you remember early on, Captain, in the COVID-19 emergency, we had, aircraft carriers and so forth that were getting docked because they had a real problem with the virus.
They had ships that had to stay out to sea for a couple of extra months just to get rid of the coronavirus that was on board the ships.
Right. And that takes down our readiness level significantly.
Oh, yeah. Hold that thought. Folks, coming right back with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We're going to take a look at the highways and byways. And, yep, we'll give you the latest on what's going on with Elsa. So don't go anywhere. We're coming back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's a Tuesday morning edition. Have lunch with the captain today over there at Mission Barbecue. That's still on. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere. No how.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years,
Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, Don and Donna, how about that? And they're up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate them so very much. And I was on Don's bus, one of Don's buses, Saturday at the Trump rally. It was the Save America bus, and it was the event bus, and people were coming and going and whatnot. It was a lot of fun. Now, this portion of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Don't forget to pull on in there and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee during this time in the program. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And by the way, special hello to Kathy out there in Salt Lake City, 7th Street South, at the the Flying J Truck Stop right there in downtown Salt Lake City. And chimed in a little while ago here on a private messenger, so appreciate it very much. They got the radio on there. And also to my friends up in Valdosta at the Pilot that are listening up there where Nelson likes to stop. Now, we are going to get it cranked up here with a little bit of toony going on here. So we're going to do a little bit of rock and rolling. And I think you'll recognize this group.
We'll be right back.
Steven Tyler and the gang, Aerosmith and Kyle, I don't know, there's just something about playing that song. You just want to dance around the table.
Well, sure, absolutely. Yeah, Aerosmith, that was a big hit way back in 1975. And, of course, they've been going strong ever since.
Still are. All right, I got to tell you, here's the weather statement. Elsa is expected to pass near the Florida Keys early Tuesday. It's doing that right now, and it's going to move near or over portions of the west coast of Florida later on today, tonight, sometime. Tropical storm conditions, dangerous storm surge, heavy rainfall are possible along the Florida Keys and portions of the west coast of Florida, along with isolated tornadoes in Florida. Now, there's always severe thunderstorms with tornadoes in them that come along with these storms. So you need to be paying attention to the weather radio, folks. That's all there is to it. Now, severe thunderstorms capable, mainly damaging winds are also possible over a portion of the Northeast tonight. In the meantime, out west, Kyle, you got a mess out there with the heat again.
We certainly do, Captain, and we're tracking several more excessive heat warnings and also fire weather watches throughout most of Washington State, most of northern Idaho, and most of Oregon tonight, as well as southern Idaho with excessive heat warnings around Boise, also in the Idaho Falls, Pocatello, and Twin Falls areas. So you need to be careful there. And, of course, as you mentioned, Salt Lake City looks like they're in for about 97 degrees forecast for Wednesday, on Tuesday, but Wednesday going up to triple digits, 103 degrees forecast there along I-15, and the heat advisory continues down to about the middle part of the state and also parts of the eastern and southern parts of the state as well. In Nevada, Las Vegas area, of course, excessive heat watches continue there. That goes all the way up to Reno, Carson City, parts of Northern California as well. But here's what's going on in the aftermath of that big heat, and if we continue to get triple-digit heat or excessive heat in the Northwest, it is not good. Unfortunately, State Medical Examiner there in Oregon has reported some 95 heat-related deaths, 64 of those in Multnomah County. Most of them have been determined to be deaths by excessive heat. They expect the balance of those will likely be the same cause. And so, again, this has been a very deadly heat wave throughout the Pacific Northwest.
All right, well, let's start in Minnesota tonight because up there where George is, up there north of Minneapolis, up towards Duluth, and halfway across the northern upper portion of Minnesota, you've got fog, dense fog again tonight up there. You've also got some areas of fog again in Ohio, west of Cincinnati, right there in the southwestern corner of Ohio, right where you go into Indiana, and got some fog in the southwestern corner of Pennsylvania tonight, where it goes over into Ohio. Now, we do have some severe weather on the hook here for the eastern part of Pennsylvania over towards Philly, Allentown, let's see, Valley Forge, that area over into Jersey, going up a little bit towards Poughkeepsie in New York State. We've got some rain and some fog as well, mixed on I-95 going up through Connecticut towards Rhode Island. Got some fog down 95 coming down through Delaware and parts of Maryland and along on the eastern seaboard. But the big, 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 big story is Tropical Storm Elsa. Now, heavy rain will impact the Cayman Islands and Cuba tonight, which it's finishing out and moving away, resulting in significant flooding and mudslides there. But as Elsa approaches the Florida Keys, the Florida Peninsula, and southeast Georgia through Wednesday, heavy rainfall may result in isolated flash, urban, and minor river flooding, with considerable flooding possible in southwest and western portions of Florida. That's because 8 inches of rain or more is possible in some areas. Also, there's the danger of life-threatening storm surge in the Tampa Bay area, for example, 3 to 5 feet, 2 to 4 feet in other areas of the west coast of Florida. and a storm surge warning has been issued for all of those areas. Tropical storm conditions have already started in South Florida, and we've had some waves here yesterday afternoon and into the early evening. Also, the conditions are expected to continue across portions of central and western Cuba tonight and be done in a few hours, if not done already. Spread northward across portions of Florida, the Keys, Florida West Coast, through Wednesday, where tropical storm warnings in effect. Now, the risk of tropical storm conditions along portions of the coast of Georgia and the Carolinas are there, too, for Wednesday and Thursday. So anybody in Florida, anybody in Georgia, Valdosta East over to the water, anybody in South Carolina, I-95 East over to the water, anybody in North Carolina, I-95 East over to the water, and even up as far as the Chesapeake Bay needs to pay attention to what ELSA is doing, because it's making that sort of a track right now. And, Kyle, it is staying out in the warm waters of the Gulf a little bit longer than what they thought it was going to begin with. And that's not a good sign, because there will be some strengthening of the storm. And I can't wait to see what happens here when we get the next set of numbers at 5 a.m. I'm going to bet you right now the winds will be higher than 60 miles an hour with higher gusts.
Yes, exactly right. And, of course, that pushes it more and more towards possibly becoming hurricane force again.
It's going to be close.
Yeah, with that, the strengthening from the warm water, yes.
Yeah, they're talking about possibly 65-mile-an-hour gusts right here where I'm at in the Tampa Bay area, along with the surge of the water and heavy rains and, again, severe storms that come through. And we did have one. I was standing outside last night when we had one storm that was coming, and I had my window cracked, and I had to go out there and roll the window up. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, here comes this gust of wind. And I mean, it was a gust of wind, boy. About 35 miles an hour or so was what the gust was. Just out of nowhere. And that's what happens with these storms.
Right, right. And, of course, for those with high-profile vehicles, tractor-trailer rigs and so forth, they have to be extremely careful with this.
Yeah, they do, because this is the kind of wind that can blow you guys over. And I know you know what I'm talking about if you've been out there in California with the Santa Ana winds. So, you know, this is not the time to be monkeying around with an empty box trailer out there in the interstate or even a box truck. Kyle, hold on, folks. We'll be back with more. Hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of news. A lot of news and a lot of stuff about Joe Biden and the Democrats and what they're planning on doing. I'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.